You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Sunday the 23rd of June. You can join the team in the studio throughout the afternoon. We've got coverage of meetings from Hexham, Subble, Pontefract have got a decent card, and also Tipperary over in Ireland. Those are our four tracks on Sunday. It's live on Racing Radio. Here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby. Craig Forsyth is with me. Hello, Craig.
Hi, John. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Have you enjoyed Royal Ascot this week?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. It really has. You know, been really competitive stuff. A little bit difference in goings with the weather. Mm. You know, we've gone from starting on good ground to soft ground and back to ground on the quick side, and track records going on the final day. So yeah, it's been an excellent 5 days at Royal Ascot.
Well, we're going to start off on the podcast today by looking back on some of the big races on the fifth and final day, the Saturday. Let's start off with the Chesham and listen back to what happened in this year's Saturday opener.
The field are now coming past the two in the Chesham. It's up for grabs here. Pinatubo picking up smartly the All Blue of Godolphin. Lope Fernandez the near side. In between them, Raul de Silva and Highland Chief. Pinatubo and Lope Fernandez strike on then. The big two in the market. And Pinatubo's trying to turn away Lope Fernandez and has done so very stylishly indeed. It's Pinatubo preserving his unbeaten record and is going to be a resounding winner of the Chesham Stakes.
Pinatubo there winning the Chesham Stakes for Charlie Appleby and James Doyle. Lope Fernandez sent off a short price favourite for this, Craig, and he's run well enough on only his second start, but Pinatubo was very impressive.
Very, and you know, stepping up from 6 to 7 furlongs after his win in the Woodcourt at Epsom, he was very keen, John, in the early stages of the race. He was running with a choke out, doing a little bit too much. And you had to think at the halfway stage, there was a doubt about his stamina lasting out over the extra furlong. But all he did was pull further clear in the closing stages. It was a really taken performance. You know, you've got to think as he matures, as he settles, he's going to improve still from this level. And, you know, it was a really good performance to end up winning by 3.25 lengths at the line. And I'm sure, you know, he will go up in class now. And he's one of a handful of really exciting two-year-olds we've seen this week.
Yeah, a hot prospect for Godolphin there in the form of Pinatubo, who won the Chesham. The next race on the card was the Jersey Stakes. Fair enough to say this might not be the strongest renewal of this race we've ever seen, Craig, but there was still a winner to be found, and we had an exciting conclusion to the race. Let's listen back to it.
Duke of Hazard coming there, away to the left, Happy Power. They're chased now by Masaru. Momkin trying to get into it. So Perfect is spying a gap, and Space Blues is looking for racing room from Angel's Hideaway as they race on towards the final furlong now. Duke of Hazard, Happy Power, Urban Icon coming home well near side. Space Blues now picks up well the All Blue Jacket. Far side, Space Traveller with Angel's Hideaway. Space Traveller on the far side, Space Blues on the near side, neck and neck, Space Traveller. Space Traveller beats Space Blues in the Jersey.
Space Traveller there just getting the better of Space Blues. A space battle in the closing stages as Richard Fahey's charge just sees off the favourite, who couldn't quite get that double for Godolphin.
Yeah, he's run well, Space Blues. You know, he's was running in a handicap 2 starts ago at York. He took the step up to listed level in his stride at Epsom last time, and he's run another cracker in defeat here. Space Traveller on the far side, you know, it's been a fantastic week for Danny Tudhope. And Space Traveller, who started off winning his first two races as a juvenile for Richard Fahey, then the wheels came off a little in the gym crack last year at York, and then group races at the back end. You know, he wasn't at the same level as he was at the start of the year, but they've taken it slowly with him this year, obviously building him up as the season's progressed. And on his third start, he's went and won a Group 3 in the Jersey Stakes and got right back to, you know, the promise we've seen from him at an early stage of his juvenile season. A fantastic 10 minutes it was for Richard Fahey as he then banged in a winner at Ayr and completed the treble at Redcar.
The 340, race three on the card was the Hardwick Stakes. A group two over a mile and a half, of course, and all eyes on Godolphin once again. Massa having his first run since winning the 2018 Derby, but he had some fierce rivals, the likes of Defoe and also Mirage Dancer, Southern France for Ballydoyle as well. Let's listen back to what happened in that one.
As now trying to come through is Defoe down the outside, the grey. Massar is making some headway and is getting into it as well. Nagano Gold is also staying on. Defoe takes over from Mirage Dancer. Nagano Gold running a blinder. It is Defoe that leads the way here to the last half furlong in the Hardwick. Nagano Gold is running a tremendous race under Christophe Soumillon. Defoe is just in front though, and Defoe wins the Hardwick.
So Defoe it was who came out on top in this year's Hardwick, back-to-back victories for Roger Varian's charge. And even though Massar hasn't gone and done what we wanted him to do here, Craig, it was an encouraging run for Defoe because he's obviously won his Group 1 last time out. He's come up and won again. For a horse who looked like the wheels might have come up a little bit at one point, he's bounced back.
He has, yeah, and he's winning the Coronation Cup. I didn't think that was the strongest form when he beat Kew Gardens this year. But again, you know, he's taken another step forward, really, even though it was only Group 2 company, and he's backed up and put two consistent runs together. I mean, Massar was very unlucky because James Doyle was nearly unseated leaving the stalls. You know, he's ended up sitting with only one behind him at that stage, and it didn't go much of a gallop in the early stages. They've really quickened him. When you look at the closing sectionals from the race, you know, they've finished off really quickly, suggesting they didn't go much of a gallop early, and Massar ended up badly positioned. He made his ground up quickly to get competitive, and then that major effort told again in the closing stages as he dropped away to finish fourth. Mirage Dancer's travelled well. You know, he's just lacking class at the business end. And the Czech Raider, what a marvellous run from him. He was hampered as well and only went down half a length in the end, but it's Defoe who wins again and backs up that Group 1 success from Epsom.
So just in summary about Massar, you certainly wouldn't be giving up on him, so to speak.
No, I thought it was a big run, you know, and you know, after a year off, he definitely retains all his ability. Be interesting to see where he heads now from here, but I'm sure, you know, he'll be winning Group 1s again this season.
So that was the Hardwick, and of course after that we had the feature race of the day, the Diamond Jubilee. Blue Point, who won the King's Stand on the opening day of the meeting, was bidding for a famous double. He was looking to be the first horse since Choisir way back in 2003 to complete this double. Let's find out if he managed to do it.
Still Catchy leading the way, out very wide, Sands of Marley and Keystroke. Blue Point now looming up to challenge Catchy. Blue Point joining Catchy. Invincible Army, Dream of Dreams, Speaking Colours. He says go on Blue Point. Blue Point strikes the front again at Royal Ascot from Catchy. Dream of Dreams is coming home well, then Speaking Colours. Blue Point all out. Dream of Dreams is thrusting. Blue Point near side. Blue Point! Blue Point, Dream of Dreams. Has he done it? Has he done the double? He may have just lost it. It's tight.
So Blue Point just lasting home there from Dream of Dreams, who's run well in second. And Catchy's on a mighty race in third as well there, Craig. A really enjoyable renewal of the Diamond Jubilee.
It certainly was, John. And Catchy, you know, a real likeable speedball, has once again, you know, broke quickly from the stalls, set a lightning quick early gallop. And Blue Point under James Doyle sat, tracked the pace, committed for home soon enough, considering, you know, he was winning a King Stand over five just a few days ago. But his class took him to the front, three lengths clear, and he just held off the late charge of Dream of Dreams, as we heard there. And he's taken a big step forward from listed level last time to this Group One, and he's run a massive race in defeat, a good gap back to Catchy, and front two nicely clear. A marvellous week for Connections of Blue Point. You know, he's going to be a valuable sprinting stallion now after his exploits over the last few years. And I would imagine, you know, before he departs Forster, that, you know, races like the July Cup, now he's proved, you know, that he's equally as good at six as five, could well be on the agenda.
It's not the situation now where he can run over five furlongs or six furlongs. So any of these big sprints, basically for the rest of the summer, he's retiring to start at the end of the year anyway. The world's his oyster.
Indeed. You know, I think Newmarket, the Abbey, you know, there's a whole host of big sprints still to come. We've got the Haydock race. We've got the sprint at York in August, Goodwood to come. There's a whole host of races they can now pinpoint for Blue Point before he retires to stud. I personally would like him to see him go for the July Cup at Newmarket.
Blue Point there winning the Diamond Jubilee, his second Group 1 of the week, a fantastic achievement for Charlie Appleby's charge. So that was Royal Ascot. We've enjoyed the week here. Craig, I'm putting you on the spot a bit because I haven't warned you I was going to ask you this, but do you have a sort of highlight from the whole 5 days?
Do I have a highlight from the whole 5 days? I think Stradivarius again, you know, in terms of a spectacle. I think the Gold Cup was a great race. I enjoyed the Coventry. I think we've seen two really promising juveniles and came off on the wrong side in terms of a bet there. And in terms of a horse to follow from this week, I'll probably put King of Comedy up. You know, he's probably going to go for the Sussex Stakes now at Goodwood. But he was unlucky in defeating that form from Sandown. We've seen that work out with Sangarius winning as well for Sir Michael Stout. A whole host, really, John, of highlights. It's been a marvellous week. But the one horse I'll take out this week, you know, is a horse that should go on and gain a little bit of compensation is King of Comedy at Goodwood.
Well, it's back to business as usual on Sunday, Craig. For flat fans, it's kind of like the first day back to work after the Christmas holidays. But as usual on the podcast, you've got two selections for us.
Yeah, we're going to start off in the 3:25 at Pontefract. This is a good mile and a quarter handicap, a 0-90. And, you know, I think the three-year-old getting the allowance at the bottom of the weight here is definitely going to come with a big chance. The Revo for Sir Michael Stout finished fourth and was a shade disappointing, it has to be said, at Chelmsford last time. But, you know, I think he's going to get a good pace to aim at here. Yeah, there's plenty of front runners. Victory Chime, who made all to win at Leicester last time, is £3 higher. Addis Ababa is another that's likely to be up there. He was just touched off on soft ground at York. And when you look at the damp side of his pedigree, I think soft ground is going to be the key to the horse from now, and the drying ground against him. So plenty of pace to aim at here. Getting all the allowances off a mark of 83, I think Derivo is going to be very difficult to beat for Sir Michael Stout and Ryan Moore.
Okay, and what about your other pick?
The other pick's in the listed race, the 4 o'clock. Obviously, Bayshore Freeway is going to go off a short price, I would imagine, here, after her success at Chelmsford earlier in the week. She did get quite an easy lead on that occasion, and certainly helped by Lady Bergamont carrying her head a little high in the closing stages. You know, she sets a standard, really, Bayshore Freeway. But I'm going to put one up each way here, and that's Crystal Moonlight. Hopefully a double for Sir Michael Stout and Ryan Moore. First start of the year was in a listed race at Goodwood. Was given a lot to do in a slowly run race. Held up, out the back. Wasn't knocked about. Made eye-catching progress under a hands-and-heels ride. You know, looks capable of much better. 50 days on, you know, I think she'll strip it a little bit fitter for having that first run out the way. There's a lot of horses here in search of black type, trying to make the gap between handicap company and listed level. I think, you know, there's a lot of them got marks in the low 90s and may well struggle. So for me, I think the one that's open to still a little bit more progress is Crystal Moonlight, you know, providing the go a good gallop, and she's ridden slightly closer to the pace than she was on a comeback at Goodwood.
Those are Craig's selections for Sunday then. Join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast and, of course, a Racing Radio on Sunday throughout the afternoon for all the day's action. And Craig, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.